Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1452, air date June 4th, 2024.
All right, everyone, this is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Today we're going to be having a very interesting conversation on bee pollen. That's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about bee pollen, specifically on gut-brain health, and I'm going to be giving you a systems analysis on bee pollen and gut brain health coming out of our Cytosolve Open Science Institute. That's what we're going to be talking about. And again, the topic title is bee pollen on gut brain health. So I hope you enjoy it. And let's begin. So let me go right into this. What some of you may know already is that there's been quite a bit of work done on the effects of bee pollen, okay? And what we're going to talk about is the power of system science. That's what we're going to learn today. That's today's agenda. We're going to look at bee pollen and autism in the news. Then we're going to look at composition and health benefits of bee pollen, the gut-brain health connection. Then we're going to look at Cytosol's research on gut-brain health and the potential mechanisms of action of gut-brain health, and then how you can support all this great research that we do. Many of you know that the research that I'm going to present you comes out of the Cytosol Open Science Institute. Now, to begin with, the way that pharmaceutical companies do research is vastly different than the way that we do research, okay? The way that a pharma company does is they typically work on a single compound. And this takes them, you know, $5 billion, 13 years. And this is a synthetic compound. They test this in a test tube, and then they have to go kill a bunch of animals. Then they have to do clinical trials. And whatever they get really doesn't work, as it causes a lot of side effects. It may work in a very specific way to be, you know, fair to them, but it also causes side effects. They're not able to handle combinations. So over time, you know, while they found some very interesting drugs early on, over time, they're not finding as many new drugs. So less and less drugs are being approved, and they spend more and more money hunting for drugs. And the reason is the entire way pharma discovers drugs is like the blind men touching the elephant. Let's say the elephant represents cancer, gut brain health. The way it works is that individual researchers work on pieces of the puzzle. And if they were ever to put it all together, they'd get a very, very different view of the elephant. And this is called reductionism. The approach that I take and our movement takes is a systems approach. Now, a systems approach is a very different approach because we look at the world from a perspective of looking at the whole. And looking at the whole leads us to truth, not in a pro or anti version of the truth. So let me just play a quick video so you can appreciate my journey to systems. But everything we do at the Cytosol Open Science Institute is about taking a systems approach. So as people are joining us, I just want to introduce you guys to that concept. So let me play this video.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.
If you're joining, we're having a very, we just started the beginning of our discussion. I just put it up on LinkedIn because I forgot to stream on there. But to those of you joining from LinkedIn, we're having a discussion today on bee pollen on gut health. And this is based on the recent research that we've just done. So let me just jump right into, first of all, by the way, VA Shiva, our entire platform is an educational platform to educate people to think, fight, and heal. We have these three very powerful foundational solutions. Truth, Freedom, Health provides a global audience. About 500,000 people have gone through various elements of our leadership training. You're all welcome to get educated or be enslaved. You can really learn the science of systems, which I recommend all of you guys learn, because it'll transform your life about understanding how the world actually works and what you can do to liberate yourself and get off the plantation. Every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and or 8 p.m., you can come to our orientation. Absolutely free. You get to meet amazing people, build great community. Join us. RSVP at vashiva.com/orientation. We also have the Health Educator Institute, that's Systems Health Institute. Join us there, and you'll learn how to get into the whole new business of health education. You can create your own sustainable business. If you want to learn more, come to our Friday, 11 a.m. or 7 p.m. And you can look up on our calendar, but go to vashiva.com/tutorial to get an introduction to Systems Health. And then finally, the Open Science Institute at Cytosolve is based on this very powerful technology that allows us to eliminate the need for animal testing so we can discover at a molecular systems level what's going on. Every first Tuesdays of a month, we hold the Cytosolve Symposium. You're all invited. In fact, we did one today, Tuesday. So let's go into what is the Cytosolve Open Science Institute and jump into this. Look, if you look at the way research is conducted right now, it's done by a cabal of people, not to say they're not some good people once in a while in there, but overall, this institution of science has degenerated into really about a money-making venture, okay? It's not about really advancing science. It's about who can get a lot of money to come into the research institution. So, for example, this article came out recently about the president of Stanford who was forced to resign and because he declined to withdraw a paper, which is frankly a bogus paper. OK, And here's a story about another Alzheimer's research for 6 months. Investigation Science magazine uncovered that images in a very cited article published 16 years ago, which was a basis of a very important direction in Alzheimer's research, was absolutely fraudulent. The guy had Photoshop pictures. And then recently, this year, May 2024, this article came out about doctors or researchers over at Dana-Farber completely faking cancer data research. So the bottom line is they're able to get away with this because the government and big academia and big publishers and big pharma companies all collude. So the reality is real science is hard for it to get it out there. This is why, if you remember, I was the first scientist throughout the world who exposed the fact of what the pandemic really was. I was the first one who came out against lockdowns. All of these other people were quiet. All of these doctors were had their mouths closed, and they waited because they wanted to be silent. And after the truth came out, then they jumped in and acted like though they were our saviors. But the reality is you have this incestuous web of science which doesn't let truth come out. In fact, recently, a bunch of billionaires who have funded many of the universities, Harvard, MIT, and other prestigious institutions said, hey, I gave you guys billions of dollars. What happened to my money? You guys haven't solved cancer. You haven't solved anything. The reality is these big institutions take the money and they use it to just build more and more and more buildings. You see? They're not really going after the problem. It's a money-making venture. So these guys wisened up. The problem is they're still in the big pharma model. Instead of funding something like Cytosolve, they'll go fund more nonsense, okay? But anyway, even these billionaires are waking up. So Cytosolve is a fundamentally different way of doing research. Our platform, which came out of my research at MIT, allows us to do research for the people, by the people. We have created a collaboratory. And this collaboratory allows us to take all the known science without killing animals, organize it, connect the molecular mechanisms, mathematically convert them to quantifiable, predictable models, bring the community in. In this case, the research communities, not only the existing professional research community, but also citizens, researchers. And then we can literally do science together. And by the way, one of our goals is to eliminate animal testing because, in fact, the NIH and the FDA, everyone realizes that animal testing does not translate to humans. So this is another fundamental feature that we're overcoming at our research institute. And if you want to talk politics, you know, indigenous medicine systems, Indian systems, Chinese systems, ancient Italian systems, Celtic systems, Native American systems, all the indigenous cultures of the world have amazing medicines, but they're not able to validate it because they don't have the scientific back end. Cytosolve is helping those traditional cultures figure out why things work. So again, this is something our institute has done. So that's the background of where all of this comes from. So today we're going to talk about bee pollen on gut and brain health. And one of the things that we do at our institute is we're looking at, look at all these different diseases that we're working on right now for pennies on the dollar. We don't need billions of dollars. Our technology at Cytosolve allows us to do it pennies on the dollar. And all of you can support that work. And I'll show you how. But these are the different areas we're currently researching. Pulmonary disease, rheumatology, right? Acute lung injury. You can go through all of these. Lupus, oral health, dengue, bowel, you know, Alzheimer's, pancreatic cancer, gut brain, and so on. And today we're going to talk about our work on gut brain health. So we're going to give you a little bit of glimmer into it. And if you guys want to support the work we're doing, you can go to vashiva.com/openscience. And when you donate to us, we actually give you more materials. We'll teach you how to become a warrior scholar. We'll give you 15 different gifts so you can be part of the solution and part of this incredible movement. So go to vashiva.com/openscience and you can support all the research that we're doing. And that's how you can be part of this. Okay. So let me go here. Lost my window here. Okay. So this paper recently came out and it said bee pollen and propolis improve neuroinflammation and dysbiosis induced by propionic acid, a short chain fatty acid in a rodent model of autism. And that was this paper, bee pollen and propolis improve neuroinflammation and dysbiosis induced by propionic acid, a short-chain fatty acid in a rodent model of autism. All right. And so what we did was we really looked at this paper. We've already been doing a lot of work on gut-brain health because autism, when you look at it, is really a function of what they call neuroinflammation. And it's a gut-brain axis. So you're going to learn a lot about gut-brain health today. And also, when that paper came out, we applied cytosol and we looked at all the papers out there. And this is what we came up with. So that's what we're going to share with you today. All right. So, you know, one of the, this other paper came out also, which said bee pollen and probiotics may alter brain neuropeptide levels in a rodent model of autism spectrum disorders. So this is about bee pollen and probiotics, how they may support people with autism spectrum disorders. And what this paper really went through and pointed out is that neuropeptides, which are very, very important, those are good things, help maintain normal brain development in children. Okay, so that's the first takeaway, that neuropeptides help maintain the level of or support normal brain development. Now, dysfunction in the neuropeptides can lead to autism spectrum disorders, also known as ASD, because it's a spectrum, right? It's not just, the disease isn't just one particular symptom, it's a whole spectrum. And the underlying causes of autism are not clear, but what this paper did find was supplementation of bee pollen and probiotics improved the level of neuropeptides. So you have high neuropeptide levels, it can help maintain normal brain development. And there's a, when you have dysfunction in the neuropeptides, that leads to ASD. But if you can improve the neuropeptide levels, that supports, it reduces neurotoxicity, which is associated with ASD in rat models. So neurotoxicity is related to autism spectrum disorders, and improved levels of neuropeptides reduce neurotoxicity. So that's how you're making the connection between bee pollen and probiotics to reduce the autism spectrum disorder. And this was in a rat, okay? Which is what typically people use in these studies that they did in that paper. Now, we don't do animal testing, but we wanted to really understand what was going on, the mechanisms of action. Can you explain this? So that's what we wanted to do. Thank you. Someone says, Dr. Shiva for president. Thank you. By the way, everyone knows, you know, I am running for president of the United States. But right now we're focusing on the science. So, but if you guys want to support what we're doing, you can go to Shiva for president. You go to shivaforpresident.com and support that work. But you won't find too many candidates for president also teaching about bee pollen and gut brain health. These other guys, you know, the rest of these guys don't work for a living. They're just full-time manipulators, and they're from the swarm. They're not one of us. So the reason I do this work is to support you guys in really getting educated. Okay. So let's go back here and look at what is in bee pollen. So what is in bee pollen? All right. Well, first of all, there's 11,700 research articles written on bee pollen, 10 clinical trials, and over 23 years of scientific research. So we at Cytosol, you know, we take the research, we extract out the molecular mechanisms, we build architectures so we can help you understand what's going on. So what is bee pollen? Well, first of all, it's described as a complete food. It has hundreds of compounds in it, potentially thousands of compounds. Now, pollen, bee pollen, consists of many subcomponents. Pollen grains, nectar, and the salivary secretion of bees. So that's what bee pollen has. It's nutrient rich. Now, the Romans considered bee pollen to be a panacea, which means it could cure anything. And it's used in traditional medicine in both China and India. So that's what bee pollen is. And it looks like those little granules. Now, from it being a perfectly complete food, we're going to walk through what we uncovered of what it contains. It has multiple classes of compounds, macronutrients. So it's got proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Then it's got micronutrients, minerals, vitamins, carotenoids, phenolics, and probiotics. Okay. And you can look at the different, you know, a little bit closer look at this, but let's look at the proteins. It's got 10 and 40% of the pollen dry weight is protein. The total amino acid content is about 108.1 and 28.7 milligrams per gram, right? So it's got quite a bit of amino acids, okay, in bee pollen. So 1 gram, for every gram, 28.7.7 milligrams of the bee pollen is amino acids. So if you take 1 gram of bee pollen, you have 287 milligrams is amino acids. There are a total of 25 amino acids, all the 8 essential amino acids we all need, plus the 17 non-essential. So you're getting all the amino acids you need from bee pollen. Proline is the most abundant amino acid in bee pollen, proline. Carbohydrates, again, 10 and 40% of the pollen dry weight is amino acid. Sugars, it includes various sugars, sucrose. It's not just sucrose, which is right, what white sugar is. Maltose, trehalose, turanose, and maltitose. Polyols, which includes mannitol. It also contains fibers, 0.3 to 20 grams per 100 grams of pollen by dry weight is fiber. In addition, when we talk about the macronutrients, it's got lipids and fatty acids. Again, 1 to 13 grams per 100 grams of pollen is lipids and fatty acids. It's got saturated fatty acids, including myristic, stearic, and palmitic acids. It also has unsaturated fatty acids, including the oleic, alpha-linolenic, which is the omega-3, and linoleic, which is the omega-6. And it has a bunch of other lipids, phospholipids, triterpenes, including oleanolic and ursoloic acids. And it also has plant sterols, beta-sitosterol, which if you look at many bodybuilding supplements, they have that in it. Minerals, a whole array of minerals, potassium, phosphorus, magnesium, calcium, iron, zinc, copper, and manganese. And then a bunch of vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin B2, B3, B6, B9, B12, and also beta carotene, which is known as provitamin A and vitamin E. Those are the micronutrients. Now we get into other micronutrients, phenolics. So about 0.2% of bee pollen is phenolics. Now the major phenolics are chlorogenic acid, gallic acid, cinnamic acid, ferulic acid, hydroxycinnamic acid, and cumaric acid. Now the flavonoids are about 0.25% to 1% of total composition. And look at these very interesting phenolics it has: resveratrol, quercetin, camphorol, rutin, apigenin, chrysin, luteolin, naringenin, and pinosembrin. Okay, so it's got a bunch of flavonoids and phenolics. Now, it also has probiotics, and these probiotics are from bacterial fauna of the bee's intestinal gut. So the probiotics we're getting from the bee's gut, okay, the stomach of the bee, and it's composed of acidophilic bacteria like Acidophilus from the Lactobacillus family, but also includes a whole bunch of other very powerful probiotics. You can see them here: Lactobacillus kunke, Lactobacillus plantarum, Lactobacillus fermentum, Lactobacillus kunke. Lactobacillus fermentum, Lactobacillus selectus, and you can see all the others. But it's basically got a wide array of these naturally occurring probiotics in nature. All right. So you can see that bee pollen is a superfood because it's got all minerals, vitamins, amino acids, phospholipids, probiotics. It's got a whole range of nutrients in there that if you wanted to go get it, you'd have to take a probiotic supplement, you'd take a mineral supplement. It's a super duper multivitamin in some sense. Okay. All right. What else do we got? Okay, now I want to look at the 5 biological effects of bee pollen. Well, so when you look at it, bee pollen is an antioxidant. anti-aging. Hypolipidemic, which means it burns fat. Immunomodulatory, which means it supports your immune system so your immune system doesn't overreact. Supports your brain, neuroprotective, hepatoprotective, anti-inflammatory, okay? So it has these six major things: protects your liver, anti-inflammation, protects your brain, immunomodulation, fat burning, and antioxidant. Now, from a personalized medicine approach, many of you know that when I discuss anything, I don't want people to get this religious view, oh, this is good for everyone, okay? So we looked at bee pollen. Many of you know we've created a system, and all of you are welcome to come to our systems health tutorials, but every other Friday, we do a systems health tutorial, and you all should come to it because you will really understand what we're doing in terms of systems health. And systems health is a way that you can actually understand how to figure out when you're looking at a food or a substance or exercise, what's right for you, okay? The right medicine for the right person at the right time, all right? So that's what we focus on. And using that approach, we have a tool called Your Body, Your System. So we used Your Body, Your System, and we applied it to bee pollen, okay? Because we wanted to really understand what it would do, for different body types, okay? So let's go through this. So by the way, those of you who get involved in the movement for truth, freedom, health, you will understand, and this is just to give you a little flavor into it, there are three fundamental forces in the universe. Transport, that's supposed to be the movement of things, like in your body, it's the movement of food through your body, bowel movements. Then the other aspect of nature is conversion, the processes that convert one form to another. Cognition is a conversion process, right? Thinking. Digestion. This is why digestion, which is a conversion process, and cognition are closely related. This is called the gut-brain health axis, and we'll come back to that. So, and then the last aspect that you identify is storage, a structural piece. Anyway, go to systemshealth.com or come to Truth From Health and you'll learn more. In the Indian system, this was called Vata Pitta Kapha. And with this tool, Your Body, Your System, which our Truth From Health warriors get access to, you can take a set of questions that help you figure out what kind of body type you are. That's the red dot. The black dot lets you figure out where your body is off course. The goal is to bring the black dot to the red dot. And you can do that with foods, proper exercise, etc. So now with bee pollen, like this is, for example, let's say one of my friend's body types is red dots there. And what bee pollen does is, look at this, it stabilizes vata, pitta, and kapha. Now, you never see this with very few foods. Aloe vera does this, but it calms and supports all these systems. So look at that. That's pretty amazing. The other thing is, if your system is off course, bee pollen is not going to take it further off course. That's what the other piece is. Again, every other Fridays, go to vashiva.com/tutorial if you want to learn more of this approach. Now, so that is bee pollen. So you understand that bee pollen is one of those very spectacular foods that doesn't really throw you off balance. It maintains wherever you are. There are certain foods which take you off balance. Bee pollen from this systems approach is not going to do that. So that's quite profound. Now what we want to do is we want to share with you, how does bee pollen affect gut brain health? Because when you think about autism, autism is when there's a dysfunction in the gut brain health activities. So we're going to share with you the research that we've uncovered on gut brain health. So first of all, we looked at all the work out there, and this is what we've uncovered. First of all, you have your gut, which is your stomach, and you have your brain. Remember, from the systems perspective, both of these are conversion processes, digestion, cognition. And what you find is the gut-brain axis is controlled by metabolites, neurotransmitters, and hormones. These things connect both of these. And this affects the immune system, the vagus nerve, which literally connects your gut and your brain, the enteric nervous system, the neuroendocrine system, and the circulatory system. So you have your gut microbiome, which are the, you know, trillions of bacteria in your gut, about 60 trillion. And when this system is off, you're going to have altered social behavior, autism spectrum disorder, anxiety, depressive-like behavior, physical performance and motivation, neurodegenerative diseases. So these axes of the gut and the brain will affect these different disease states. Okay. So the gut and the brain are really two brains, your upper brain and your lower brain. And when there's dysbiosis, which means the bacteria is off, that's what dysbiosis means. There's something wrong with your gut microbiomes. You don't have the right balance. This is going to lead to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, depression, and all sorts of neurodevelopment disorders. This is why the gut-brain microbiome axis is critical to your long-term health. So just to give you an idea, Alzheimer's now today affects 57 million people in the world suffer from Alzheimer's. Parkinson's, 9 million people. Depression and stress, nearly 300 million people. And then 75 million people with neurodevelopmental disorders. So if you add all this up, this is close to, you know, about 500 million people are affected by gut brain health disorders. So what we have uncovered is that if you look at the gut brain health, there are six major signaling pathways which affect gut brain health. It's not any one system, it's six. And this is what we uncovered at Cytosolve. This is through the Cytosolve Open Science Institute. There are nerve growth factor signaling, NGF signaling. There's neurotransmitter signaling, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis signaling, gut microbiome, the endocannabinoid signaling, and the catecholamine signaling. These six systems affect gut brain. Now, your neurons are the ones, if you follow these lines, are involved in nerve growth, neurotransmitter signaling, HPA axis, endocannabinoid, and catecholamine. By the way, we have our own endocannabinoid system. Your body produces endocannabinoids. You don't need to take the stuff from externally. If you eat certain nutrition, if you do certain relaxation exercises, your body will produce its own endocannabinoids. That's a whole nother video you can go look at. Glial cells support neurotransmitter signaling. Enteric cells support both neurotransmitter signaling as well as the gut microbiome. And the microbiota, which is your gut microbiome, supports neurotransmitter signaling as well as the gut microbiome signaling. So you can look at these cells are involved in this signaling, which ensures you have proper gut brain health. So what we have discovered is there are these six molecular systems right there. That's what the Cytosolve Open Science Institute figured out. We also figured out that you have... when you look at the HPA axis, that in your brain is a hypothalamus, you have the pituitary, and you have the adrenal. And so what happens here is that this is the HPA signaling. Different stressors, you know, drive the signaling. If you're under a flight or fight response, the HPA axis gets turned on. This is why stressful conditions, constant stress, your body starts releasing a lot of cortisol. And this is why, you know, when people get ulcers and people get stressed out, it's because the gut and the brain are interrelated. There's also another pathway, the other one of the six, is called nerve growth factor signaling. And here we have nerve growth factors, which result ultimately in how they affect the down-regulating pro-inflammatory cytokines and up-regulating anti-inflammatory cytokines. So these nerve growth factors support this very beneficial effect. They bring down the inflammatory cytokines and they increase the anti-inflammatory ones. And then you have the endocannabinoid system. So your body has this very powerful endocannabinoid system. Your body, look at that, those pink elements and the blue elements throughout your body is a whole system for endocannabinoids. Now, in India, my great-grandfather told me that there were two types of gurus or yogis. The people who meditated, really sat their butt down in a disciplined way, meditated. And then their bodies actually generated endocannabinoids. And then there were the ganja gurus who just smoked weed all day. And these were the guys who were sort of essentially thinking they were highly elevated people. But the reality was they were just on weed all day. If you want to think about it, our body was designed to release endocannabinoids. And under the right conditions, the right foods, the right awareness practices, your body will release endocannabinoids. You can see throughout your entire body, your body has CB1 receptors as well as CB2 receptors. And these are extremely important because they affect your gut, your kidneys, your pancreas, adipose tissue. They affect all subsystems. The reality is things like THC actually perturb this. It's a different video we can do. When it comes to gut brain health, you also have GABA neurotransmitter signaling. This is where you have inhibitory transmitters that affect mood and mental health. You have major depression and autism has been associated with GABA activity. GABA also plays an important role in Huntington's disease, epilepsy, Parkinson's, and other disorders. And there are prescription medications that are available to help regulate GABA activity. That's what the drug companies are doing. They're trying to affect this, but you know, obviously you have side effects. Now, catecholamine, which is called dopamine signaling, affects how dopamine is released. And so for example, if you have a signal coming down through the synaptic vessel, as it crosses the synaptic cleft to go to the terminal over here, this is how signaling is done. So gut health, gut brain health is dependent on this dopamine signaling. Then you have gut microbiota, all those bacteria, those critters in your gut, which is called the microbiome or the microbiota. Well, the gut microbiota affects cortisol release, okay? It affects the vagus nerve. It affects T cells, B cells. And this entire ecosystem communicates with your blood-brain barrier. So from the gut to the brain, your microbiota, your microbiome in your gut affects this entire signaling. So what we uncovered was the systems architecture of the gut-brain axis. We have published a paper on this. And we right now have identified, our Open Science Institute has identified about 109 ingredients which can beneficially affect the gut-brain health. And where we are right now is developing and researching and building combinations of these products from all natural ingredients to support this. That's what our institute is doing. And obviously bee pollen and and the probiotics are very powerful in that. Bee pollen may be one of the superfoods that when combined with these other 109 ingredients that we're researching may have a very, very profound effect. So what I'm trying to say is that our institute, when we saw this work come out with bee pollen and probiotics on autism, we're taking the much more deeper approach to look at the gut-brain health, because when the gut and the brain are communicating properly, you have proper gut as well as neural function. So when you have autism spectrum disorder, what you essentially have is a disturbance of this. So we at Cytosolve are understanding the entire gut-brain health phenomenon at the microbiology level, at the systems level. We're looking at all these ingredients in nature, and we're trying to figure out what are the right combinations that may have very profound effects for new natural medicines and also to validate them. And to give you an idea, this approach is what we did. In developing MV25, we, for example, developed the systems architecture of the entire for osteoarthritis, just like we're doing the gut brain. Then we published. Then we did the mathematical modeling. And then we went through all different ingredients in nature, and we uncovered two very specific compounds from chamomile flowers and bitter orange. When you combine them, it really, really has a very powerful effect on pain and inflammation. And then we went and got a US patent, and then we manufactured it. So let me play you a quick video, because this will let you know that with Cytosolve, we're able to look at a phenomenon like gut-brain health. In this case, it was osteoarthritis. And we're able to look at natural ingredients, figure out the right combinations. And you remember, there's trillions of combinations. So without Cytosolve, we would not have been able to do this. So that's what we're able to do. So all the research that I share with you today comes from this deep, profound platform for Cytosolve, which all of you can be a part of. One way you can be a part of it is support the products that we're doing. The other is, we'll talk about it beforehand, you can actually become a citizen scientist and use this platform to develop your own products or do your own research. But let's learn a little bit about MV25.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
All right, everyone, to learn more about MV25, you can go to mv25.life, and please go do that. It's a way that you can support our research and also support yourself. By the way, MV25 comes from all of these natural ingredients where we uncovered these two very powerful compounds. We did the research, we did the analysis, and that's how we produce MV25. You can go to mv25.life and you can get it, okay? By the way, the same approach. Cytosolve can not only be used for human health, but also pet health. We just did a whole symposium on this, and that's K9701, which is a set of around 20 different ingredients in the right combination, which gives supports whole pet health for your pets. How can you help? So, first of all, what have we done here? We have identified the molecular interaction between bee pollen and the molecular pathways involved in gut-brain microbiome, okay? Because bee pollen has these very important probiotics, which help support the gut-brain microbiome access. We are in the middle of analyzing now the effect of bee pollen on diseases of the gut-brain system, such as autism, anxiety, depression. Someone just wrote here, let me just go to their comments here. Someone wrote a very important comment we want to address right here. They said, is there a way to reduce autism in kids? Remember, autism is ultimately neuroinflammation, okay? It's a connection between the gut and the brain. And what we want to do is, and autism is a spectrum disorder. So if you want to support our work, we'll show you how to do that. But Cytosolve is literally a research institution in the cloud, meaning we're out of the universities, we're out of the swarm. So all of you can be supporting this. So we have the ability to really model, let me go back here, these different aspects which are involved in autism. Right? Anxiety, depression, neuroinflammation. And then we're able to discover a novel combination of products with bee pollen. So let me explain, just like we discovered MV25, we're looking at bee pollen and probiotics the research that's coming out shows it modulates or supports neuropeptides. We know neuropeptides support autism spectrum disorder, okay? So what are the things we can combine with the bee pollen to alleviate autism spectrum disorder? Well, we can do that. And this can really help find new medicines for ASD. Someone just asked, Dr. Shiva, is ZB25 could be used for headaches, attack pains during headaches, my extreme pain headaches cluster, migraine headaches to be used as a painkiller. So first of all, from a medical standpoint, remember, we don't give medical advice here. We do research. ZB25 was really designed to support natural discomfort and inflammation, okay? The ingredients we have in there, and you should do more research on it because we published on this, shows very profound effects in affecting 5 molecular pathways associated with pain and inflammation. All right, so let me go back. So this is what we're about to do. So our Open Science Institute, where we're at a very exciting stage because we have understood all the mechanisms of action in the gut brain. That's been modeled. And then we're going to start looking at these ingredients, about 109 different ingredients in nature, and how we can combine them to, you know, positively affect autism spectrum disorder. Okay. So that's the research that we're doing. And all of you can support this work that we're doing. So this is the Gut Brain Health Project. We're underway, where we're looking at the interaction between the postsynaptic neuron and the presynaptic neuron in all the areas. So if you want to support us, go to the Open Science Institute and you can support what we're doing, okay? And the way you do that is go to vashiva.com/openscience, donate, whatever you want to donate. But if you donate $100 or more, we actually give you books. We let you become a truth-driven health warrior, or you can just contribute. So get involved. And by the way, at every first Tuesday of every month, we hold a symposium. Why is this important in the big picture? Well, the reason the big picture is important is wherever you are in the world, we know life expectancy globally is starting to go down. In the United States, it's already gone down, okay? It's not just because of the vaccine. This has been happening for a long time. Over the last 40 to 50 years, those in power have passed policies that have resulted in stress at every level. Healthcare, we have destroyed immune systems, the environment, it's really difficult to get healthy foods, education. We don't really teach our kids real science, innovation. We think Silicon Valley or a few institutions are the place for innovation. Governance, we have corrupt leaders. And most people are under massive stress of income inequality. So the stress affects all these things, okay? And our movement, Truth Freedom Health, is educating people how to strengthen the immune system. That's why we do videos like this. We're doing fundamental research. We teach people how to get the local and healthy foods on a budget. Our education program at Truth Freedom Health, everyone should be part of it. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. We teach you to know truth from lies. We make your children smart by teaching them how to innovate. We teach people how to be leaders through our Leadership Institute. And we teach people at our open houses how to manage their money, okay? In you know, very simple, basic things. So get educated or be enslaved. Come to our open house. There's no cost. Be part of it. Meet great people. Go to vashiva.com/orientation. Again, our goal is to think, fight, and heal. And we have the Leadership Training Institute, Systems Health, and the Open Science Institute. Anyway, let me take some questions that we have. So we did, to those of you who are joining new, we just did a presentation on bee pollen on gut brain health in the context of autism. And we also talked about the fact that we have solutions that we've created like ZB25, which come out of this infrastructure. Okay. Someone says, I will order whatever you got for autism. Look, ZB25 is a very powerful, you know, in modulating inflammation. So it's you know, the apigenin and hesperidin are very powerful. Kimberly Weipert says, Moringai is a cure for almost everything. Yes, I did a video on Moringai, M-O-R-I-N-G-A. We're going to be doing a series on that. But Moringai affects many, many different molecular pathways, and it's good for men, women, everything. But anyway, Shays Divine said, I love bees. Can I get it for money? Well, obviously you have micro levels of it, but bee pollen is different. There's products out there called like bee bread if you want to look at. All right, everyone. I hope this was valuable. And again, get involved in our movement. And you can get involved in many ways. Become a part of the Truth from Health movement. Support our research. But get involved, get involved, get involved. We're building a movement bottoms up. The health videos we do is to help heal you, support you. Cytosolve Open Science supports truth. You know, I do a lot of systems analysis on politics to get to truth. And then our Truth from Health movement is really about you. So get involved, get involved. I hope this is valuable. Be well, be the light. Thank you.